Hello, Kermit the Frog here. Welcome to Ridiculous Ramblings. Here's Amy to start the show.
Yay! Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It is no longer Friday, May the 9th, but it is Saturday, May the 10th. Let's say I'm just being really high fashionably late. I hope everyone has had a great start to their weekend. I will be going to work here in a few hours, so say a little prayer for me. Anybody want to come test drive a car? You just want to come say, hey girl, hey, I'm here for it. What a week that has been, we'll figure it out later. Anywho. Some things that have happened this week. One was pretty funny. As you all know, I've mentioned that I'm on TikTok, so I like to, you know, make some videos. I've went live a couple of times, and I have made some TikTok friends. So these particular people were online, and I'm like, oh, hey, I'm just going to pop in, say, hey, guys, and then scooch off to bed, right? They're like, hey, Mimi, why don't you come up here? So they added me into their live feed. So we're all just sitting there hanging out, talking and everything. And then all of a sudden, I get hit with a, you have violated community guidelines. And I'm like, I haven't even said anything. I know you can't do bad words and talk about certain things on here. So what the heck happened? And everybody's like, Mimi, girl, what did you do? And I'm like, I have no idea. So it kicks me off of their live. And then it's like, you know, you always get a message in your inbox. So I go in there and I'm like, what in the world did I do? Like, I know I haven't posted like any bad videos. I've been very conscious about what I say, what I do, yada, yada, yada. So my community guideline or community standard that I had broken, I thought was pretty comical considering I've been told that I don't look like I'm getting ready to turn 40. And for that, I'm like, new best friend. And I appreciate that. But what I was not expecting was them for TikTok to tell me that my live access had been removed. You have broken community standards because you have went live on TikTok and you are not over the age of 18. My makeup must have been on point for that to happen. Thankfully, it wasn't a very long ban. It was about 24, 48 hours, give or take. So I'm back live on TikTok if you guys want to follow me over there. It is Ridiculous Ramblings, and it has the little podcast logo on there. So if you're looking for my little goofy duck face that was there before, it has now since been removed. Also, in other cool news, WRIR, Rabbit in Red Radio, which hosts Ridiculous Ramblings, has now been added to Online Radio Box. We're on an app. How cool is that? If you would like to check us out, you can download the app or you can listen online. You just have to go to Online Radio Box and search for WRIR, Rabbit in Red Radio. There you can listen to Ridiculous Ramblings, Friday Night Live. You can listen to Rabbit in Red Radio with Michael J. Hey, Michael, how's it going? And, you know, we'd really love the support. And if you are a fan of the podcast, you can also show your support by liking, subscribing, leaving a review, sharing it, downloading it, do all the things with it. Go wild. So we're looking forward to that. We did our first episode actually last night. We did Ridiculous Ramblings Friday Night Live. It was supposed to start at 8 p.m., but because, you know, technical difficulties and life being life, we were a tad bit late starting on that. But starting on Sundays as a kind of test time, we'll work this out. At 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can catch me on my own brand new show called Ridiculous Radio. Imagine Delilah. Are you old enough to remember Delilah? If you are, that's kind of how I'm structuring the show. You can always send me a song request or a message, a story, something that you would like to have, you know, talked about on the radio or, you know, played on the radio at our famous email address, which is ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. There will also be a number to call in live during the show, which I will have to post later. We're still working on that. Should be up and running by Saturday, so I may do a little Ridiculous Ramblings blurb clip so you guys can have that information. I'll also put it out on all the social media. If you do not follow me on social media, you can follow me on Facebook, which is Ridiculous Ramblings. TikTok, which I just mentioned, is Ridiculous Ramblings. I am also on Instagram. It is ridiculous_85. And you can always email me and be like, hey, girl, hey, what's that telephone number so we can call in live to the show? I would be absolutely jazzed to hear from you guys and play all of your favorite, you know, music. And here's the thing. All genres are welcome. It does not matter if it's, you know, praise and worship music, if it's country music, if it's rock music, Broadway, whatever you want to listen to, I want to jam out with you as well. Also, with that being said, I feel like I say that a lot. Sorry. Where the show will differ just a little bit from Delilah's show is when I'm not Delilah. Some days I don't know if I'm Amy or I'm Mimi or I'm Ridiculous or Ames. You guys haven't heard about that one, have you? It's a secret. No, it's not. I want to take your song requests. I want to play a song for you, depending on what your situation is. Give me your, you know, troubles that you're going through. Let me help you that way. If you have an inspirational story you'd like to share, let me find a soundtrack for that. Let me help you find the soundtrack to your life and your situation. I am a big fan of that because music therapy is a big thing and I am here for it. I practice it every single day. So with that being said, see, there I go again. I'm like a broken remix. If you have an inspirational story, if you are an artist, a musician, and you would like to be on the show, hit me up. I would love to have you on the show. We can play your music on the show, talk about your music. If you are a different type of artist, like spoken word, or you make paintings or crafts, what have you, I'm here for that too. We can do audio and I can also record it. So we can do it, you know, as a video broadcast as well. We can post on my YouTube page. So whether your art is storytelling, painting, making music, whatever it is, I'm here for it. I support you. And I would love a chance to get to talk to you guys and display your very many talents. Something that's very crazy to me. I've talked, never really paid attention to my voice. Thought I always had a good like customer service voice. Never thought I had a voice for podcasting or for radio. But I have just headfirst dived into this so hard. I want to get a DJ board. Like I want to be beatboxing is not one of my gifts, as you can tell. But it's amazing. I'm almost 40 years old. I have 27 days left to go, you guys. And then it's the big 4-0. I never thought I would see myself going down this path. But I'm here. I am absolutely in love with it. And I say all of that to say this. Life takes us in many different directions. Sometimes the wrong direction, sometimes the right direction. But you know what the nice thing is about directions? They can always be changed. You don't have to feel like you're stuck somewhere. Or if life takes you left when you were supposed to go right, There's always, always time to change your course and time to reinvent yourself. You may feel stuck. You may feel sad. Or if you're not and everything's going great for you, I am so happy to hear that. One thing that I read that really touched my heart, just thinking about myself. I mean, like I said, I never thought I would be doing this. I always thought I was going to be a singer when I grew up, or maybe I'd be a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant. I never thought, you know, I'd be at this age starting my life all over again. And not that this is a full-time career for me, but it is, you know, it's a part-time career and I'm very passionate about it. And this is something from the Queen Mother herself, Miss Dolly Parton. If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. I absolutely love, love, love that. It's never too late. You don't have to stay where you are. Change can be scary, but you don't have to do it alone. If you don't have a support system or you don't feel comfortable talking about like your ideas or anything like that, guess what? You've got somebody in your corner. Do you know who that is? I'm going to tell you who it is. It's me. I am here for you guys. I want to celebrate in your successes. You know, I want to be there with you for the good times and the bad times. I want this not just to be something to listen to while you're driving down the road. I want this to feel like a safe space, like you're talking to a friend or you're listening to a friend. That is ultimately what my goal is with the podcast and with the upcoming radio show. So I really, really hope that I will get to hear from some of you on Sunday. Again, if you want to listen in, it is Ridiculous Radio. It's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's available on online Radio Box. So download the app or listen online. Get those requests in early if you would like to, or stories or shout outs. Hey girl, hey, over at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. And, you know, speaking of life changing and, you know, being in different situations and everything, I'm going to say it again. You should really check out Bumpin' Uglies. Optimism in the key of F sharp. If you're having a bad day, put that on and listen to it. You will not regret it. I promise you won't. Another good one is Radio, the Wolfie remix. Wolfie just absolutely touches my heart in that course that he does. So definitely check it out. So, well, I think I've talked to you guys' ears off enough. I think that's all I've got for today. And like I said, I'm always here if you guys need me. I'm just a mouse click away. I hope wherever you're listening from that you are doing well mentally, emotionally, physically, and hopefully financially. Don't forget, we're basically houseplants with complicated emotions. So get some sunlight, drink some water, and take your medication, if you're prescribed medication. Do what you need to do to be happy and healthy. Please. I love you guys. I don't know if I've said that enough during today's episode, but I love you guys. I really, really do. From the bottom of my little goofball heart, I do. So I hope I will hear from some of you guys on Sunday. Hopefully I'll see some of you guys on the Facebook page or maybe on TikTok or Instagram. You never know. But until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.